The International Atomic Energy Agency today is expected to approve a resolution calling on Iran to stop its uranium enrichment programs and setting a deadline for compliance. The resolution warns of, quote, future steps if Iran ignores the agency's demands, suggesting the matter would be placed before the UN Security Council. David Albright is president of the Institute for Science and International Security. He says the attempt to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons is an ongoing struggle.
In Iran, they don't have a nuclear arsenal, but they're putting together the nuclear industrial infrastructure so they can build nuclear weapons. And the problem in Iran right now is we can't find a way to convince Iran to give up its ability to make nuclear explosive material. We thought we had a deal in place, and it was between the European Union and Iran. It was agreed to in October of last year, but it's more or less fallen apart, and it's unclear how to put that back together again. And so you have a situation where if we don't find a way to get Iran to back off of this, it'll, within the next several years, develop a capability to build nuclear weapons, and it probably already knows how to put those, or at least has a method or a plan to put those nuclear weapons on ballistic missiles that could reach any country in the Middle East.
And is there an estimate, for instance, a U.S. intelligence estimate that you would trust about how soon Iran could have a weapon if it chose to?
Well, the estimates that are around is Israeli estimates that have been mentioned in the media are that by the early 2007, they could have enough of this highly enriched uranium or nuclear explosive material for a nuclear weapon. U.S. intelligence estimates have been about 3 to 5 years to reach that point. Certainly, you have to be skeptical of any intelligence estimate now. But one of the things that's leading to these estimates is that the International Atomic Energy Agency has learned a tremendous amount about Iran's nuclear programs over the last 2 years during its inspections. And that information certainly has worked its way into the intelligence agencies. So you're actually seeing a situation develop where the intelligence agencies are a little more relaxed about Iran's date of when it could have its first nuclear weapon.
The European Union seems to be taking a harder line now against Iran's nuclear program, speaking tougher. What can the U.S. and or the world community do if Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons?
What the world community can do is basically, first of all, say we can't accept that. And we won't see Iran build nuclear weapons. What we'll see is they'll build facilities that allow them to do that later. And so it's very important that the international community just say, we can't live with this. And in fact, we should think about the Iranian enrichment program as like the Berlin Wall, that, yeah, maybe we can't tear it down right away, but we can never accept it. And that's the first thing. The next is to work out an arrangement that not only involves the EU and the United States, but also Russia, so that they can start to put on sanctions, maybe not full UN Security Council sanctions, but lesser sanctions, and then slowly turn up the pressure if Iran does not change its decision about these nuclear sites until you do have UN Security Council resolutions. But I think it's very important that these three groups in Russia, EU, and the United States march forward in tandem to try to convince Iran that it's better off rejoining the international community, benefiting from the things you get in the international community, than living isolated with its nuclear weapons and in conflict with most of the world.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Physicist David Albright is head of the Institute for Science and International Security.